Guys, I'm pumped for today's episode, and today's episode kind of is helped make possible by Boring Castle Sauce, because the Big Foodie's presented by Boring Castle Sauce. BoringCastleSauce.com, you can see all the places you can get their sauce. Mm-hmm. We have had this sauce now for several weeks. They've been a part of the show.
Yeah.
Love the show, and we love Boring Castle Sauce.
Yes. Every time I grill something, cook something, got to use the Boring Castle.
I'll tell you, it is.
Not even kidding.
It really is. It goes perfect with anything.
And I've been, that's the thing. I've always heard that. It goes good on everything.
Yeah.
And so I've tried to, like, make different things, and I'll try it on just weird stuff. Like, I tried a little bit on spaghetti the other night, and it was fine. Like, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It's weird how it enhances everything.
Yeah.
The original Boring Castle Sauce, nearly 90 years old, still the best sauce, without a question, on the planet. Good on everything. If you're jonesing for some old Boring Castle restaurant recipes, you know, J&S Cafeteria, soon to be J&S Fresh Kitchen in High Point, has the original Castle Burger, original onion rings, all
that
stuff.
Which we got to try. Delicious.
So that's where you can get your fix for the Boring Castle Sauce. But Boring Castle Sauce available at Lowe's Food, a lot of different independent retailers, grocery stores, Harris Teeters. So go and check out the Boring Castle Sauce. You will not be sorry you did. It's Foodie Friday from the Big Foodies. What's going on, Matt, Biggie, and Barrett? The Big Foodies, presented by Boring Castle Sauce, broadcasting to you live from the Biggie's Kitchen Marco's Pizza Studios. Did I say that right?
We change the name every week.
It's so weird. As long as Marco's Pizza and Biggie's Kitchen are involved, it works. The Big Foodies, every Friday we bring you a new episode. This week we're pumped, revisiting some of our childhood favorites here with some Pop-Tart flavors. Going to rank them, see how they go. But I do want to give a quick shout-out, guys, to some of the folks out there, the Foodie Fam, hashtag Foodie Fam, that supports this independent podcast. We've got Austin Griswold 7 and Cheeky Monkey 6. They are paid Big Foodies.
Nice.
So we appreciate you guys for supporting the show. They get all kinds of really cool perks. They're going to get an autographed photo of us. Some merchandise is coming their way. And every time we get together to film, we record a little show after the show.
Yep,
a short little segment that we put out there that's only for the people that are patrons. So these guys are capitalizing on that. So again, Austin Griswold 7 and Cheeky Monkey 6, thank you for supporting the show. And for more information, you can check out BigFoodiesPod.com on how to become a patron and get that.
Thanks,
that's right,
guys.
We're official now, BigFoodiesPod.com.
Hey!
Hey-o! Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts, man.
Let's get it.
We got the formalities out of the way. Let's do it.
All right.
While I'm just looking at the flavors that are here now. Now, when I was a kid, it was pretty much...
There's like three flavors.
Like, I remember when it was a big deal that the frosting came out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I've always been around for the frosting. I don't remember when the frosting...
I remember... I had a grandfather who ate Pop-Tarts every day for breakfast.
Really?
Every day.
Every day.
But they were strawberry, and it was just plain...
Plain strawberry, no frosting.
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they sell the no frosting anymore?
Yes, you can. Like one or two flavors you can find.
I'm sure they're hard to find. Frosting.
Yeah.
Also, they have Pop-Tarts with like pretzel casing on.
Oh yeah, they've changed up everything, man.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Branching out. See, that was the thing. Like for me, it was either you're getting the s'mores, you're getting the strawberry or the blueberry.
Yeah.
And that was it. And maybe or maybe not, you're going to get the frosting.
Yeah.
Like, that just wasn't a thing.
So we got the s'mores here.
Yeah, this is s'mores right here.
You want to split one, Matt?
I'll split one with you.
Okay, cool.
I have to say, I think I've had the s'mores before, but it's been a while.
I have too.
Oh, no, that looks pretty cool. I don't know that I've ever, like, looked into a s'mores.
Yeah.
So we got the chocolate frosting on the outside.
So, you know how, like, smells and flavors can take you back to a certain place?
Mm-hmm.
This takes me back to like sitting in my living room watching the movie Vertical Limit for some reason.
What?
I just remember like
was that a Chris O'Donnell?
It was a Chris O'Donnell movie. Thank you for knowing that. Okay, it's about some like mountain climbers who like try to climb mountain
and his sister died.
Yeah, she was caught up in there and stuff like that. Like eating this just takes me back to sitting on our green couch watching that.
Well, I'm never going to climb.
That's why I stay my ass on the ground.
I never really had the s'mores growing up. I feel like I remember having more of the not frosted Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Maybe my parents just thought, well, if we're going to give it to them for breakfast, let's at least not frost it. And let's not give them a s'mores. So I always had like the strawberry or blueberry.
I was a bigger fan of the fruit. Pop-Tarts as well. Mm. But this is good. I mean, it's a classic flavor.
Well, then let me get into this. had nothing pretty much but frosted Pop-Tarts growing up. I bet you didn't toast them.
No. I was too...
See, I grew up with toasted.
Toast them.
Yeah. I was too impatient.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't... The idea of see, waiting for...
Mine was...
The quicker it gets in my face, the happier I am.
Yeah.
If, like my grandparents were taking me to school, if they were making it, like, while I was getting ready, they'd be toasted yeah. and I'd eat them on the way.
Okay.
If I were having to grab the pack, I never had time.
No. So, well, that's my thing is that I was used to... I guess we were allowed to have frosted. I remember eating more unfrosted, but with just... We'd put them down in the toaster, and they'd be hot, so you'd have to let it cool.
Mm-hmm.
S'mores, though, good.
It was okay. Yeah.
I think, like that. I mean,
I like it.
It's wild berry is next, I believe. Now, I know, this mm-hmm. I definitely have had before.
I know Pop-Tart's supposed to be a breakfast thing. I just think chocolate at breakfast is a little too much.
A little extra.
That's kind
of... I'm with you. Isn't that weird? I think that way, too. Like, I'll eat a pastry with fruit in it, but you're right. If I eat something with chocolate, I'm like, yeah, that's a weird design on
Come
this
on.
One.
Whoever makes these is Pop-Tart. Golly. All right, here you go.
Help me out. I remember these were like the cool looking ones.
Yeah.
Anytime there's a Pop-Tarts commercial, I feel like the Wildberry is the Pop-Tart that's dancing around.
And let me say this. This brings back memories for me of like getting these out of the vending machine in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I just didn't want to eat the real lunch.
That legitimately tastes like high school breakfast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what it takes me back to. Mm. And good. I don't know if there's any flavoring in the icing.
Is it not? That's funny.
Is this all natural wild berries?
Is it wild berry purple and blue?
Pop-Tart just has a berry picking team that goes and just...
All right, so on the box for Pop-Tarts now, it tells you how to cook it...
In the toaster or not?
In a toaster, in a microwave, or in the freezer.
Oh, you're right. I'm looking at this box. Yeah, yeah. Remove foil before heating for toaster, for microwave... For freezer, put pouch in freezer, wait 20 minutes, enjoy the frosty tart.
I've never
them now. That actually sounds pretty Here. Good.
Frosty tart.
Put this in the freezer
in
real
there,
quick.
See if we, right.
And at the end, we'll pull it out and we'll try it. Too bad we didn't read that box earlier.
No. We aren't known for reading boxes. No. We're known for tearing eating. Into them and starting eating.
Yeah, no. The box
the next
is going
to
get ripped.
This is, to me, this is it. This is,
Brown shoes,
this is my Pop-Tart that I love, still my favorite. There's nothing that beats it. It's just the brown sugar cinnamon. This is the first one I remember with frosting.
Yeah. This is, I gotta be honest with you. I wasn't a big fan of these. I don't know.
I love the classic Pop-Tart. Like, mm-hmm. This hasn't changed in 30 years. The exact same wrapping.
They still wrap it in that foil.
They bought a surplus so that they can case every Pop-Tart for the next 50
you
can't, years.
There's no other foil like that.
No.
No.
Now, let me ask you this. When you eat a Pop-Tart... Do you eat around the edge and save the middle for the last bite? Because it's got...
I used to.
That's how I still do it.
I can't do it.
Oh, and I used to, seriously, like, if it were the frosted Pop-Tart, I would, like, nibble.
Oh, really?
Just the parts that weren't frosted.
Just nibble around?
Because it's like you're eating just dough.
Mm-hmm.
Or even peel it off.
Now, this brings back all the memories.
That's a lot better than I remember.
This is good.
It's because your tastes are maturing.
I think so.
You now appreciate it. This tastes like Christmas to me.
Mm-hmm. Still my favorite.
It's so good.
Now.
I wouldn't put that over the wild berry, personally.
Mm. Hey, everyone has their own mistakes and their own faults.
No one's perfect.
Now we're getting into the ones that I didn't even know they had, let alone I haven't tried. But I do love anything that's confetti, funfetti.
Birthday cake, cupcake.
Yeah. Wow, this thing is pretty crazy looking.
You got some coloring on the back here, too.
Yeah, I see it must be.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good amount of frosting on this. What's the official name of this one?
Cupcake, or
Frosted
confetti cupcake.
Confetti cupcake. Oh, yeah. I know that smell anywhere.
I can speak to that of a lineup smell.
It's good. I will say this. Tastes artificial. Which I know what you're thinking. Yeah. Yes. Of course, these are Pop-Tarts. There's
these
nothing...
are all natural Pop-Tarts?
Yeah, I know. Everyone's like, no.
You didn't pick these from the Pop-Tart
no
tree?
Kidding. No kidding, dummy. But this just tastes fake.
Yeah.
Like the chocolate, I don't think it's right for breakfast.
It's not too sweet.
Yeah.
No, this is not.
But I think Pop-Tarts
has been... a heavy Pop-Tart, actually.
Mm-hmm. Pop-Tarts has been good as not marketing themselves as, like, a breakfast thing.
Yeah.
But I always associate it with breakfast.
Yeah, of course.
I never buy Pop-Tarts and then, like, at 7 p.m. at night think, I'm going to grab a Pop-Tart for
that. I need some more of those Pop-Tarts.
I need one right before bed, just to wind down. No.
Like, some people will eat a bowl of cereal at night.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not the same thing as a Pop-Tart.
No. That's cake, which it I know is. It is, yeah. But it tastes, it still has a little that's artificial dessert. Twinge.
That's dessert.
Twinge? A tinge? A little tinge.
Twinge. I get it.
Twinge.
Okay, so I was shopping for these.
I was going to say, you were a Pop-Tart man on the street.
And they have these Fruit Loop flavored Pop-Tarts. Two can Sam's on the box and everything.
Oh, snap. Wait till you see what these look like. Oh, is that a picture of some Fruit Loops?
Look, it's like it's Fruit Loop glasses.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's sick.
Oh, look at the inside, too. Okay.
Let's see here.
Let's see what you're doing, Pop-Tarts.
It might be all right.
No. Interesting.
Wow.
Oh, I can smell the Fruit Loops.
That tastes like Fruit Loops.
That's the strongest smell of any that we've had.
That tastes ball like Fruit Loops.
Yeah, that's all that is. Wow. That's awesome.
That's legit crushed up, melted Fruit Loop dust inside this Pop-Tart.
Whenever I taste or smell Fruit Loops, I think of a hotel. And a continental breakfast.
What did he do to you? Show me on the doll where he hurt you.
Forget I said anything.
We can't now.
The only time I ever eat Fruit Loops.
Not after you reveal your Fruit Loop
daddy. I've never purchased a box of Fruit Loops from a grocery store.
Yeah, but like every time I'm at like a hotel eating a continental breakfast, I'm like Fruit Loops all day.
Yeah. When you would go when you were younger and you would stay at a friend's house.
Yeah.
And they would buy, like, because, like, multiple people were staying there. They would buy, like, the pack, the variety pack of different small boxes of cereal. That's when I would go for the Fruit Loops.
I've never tasted anything like, that truly tastes like something else. This truly tastes like Fruit Loops.
Other than, like, the Baconator Pringles magic. We tried.
Uh-huh.
It tasted like something. This is, like, spot on.
Yeah.
Like, you could throw this in a bowl and eat it as a damn
crazy cereal. Accurate.
Yeah.
All right, last one.
Classic strawberry.
Frosted strawberry. Now, Barrett said that he had never had one of these toasted.
Yes.
Which is crazy to me.
All right.
I can't. Yeah, anyway.
I've also heard through the years from Chris Kelly, who I work with, that there's only one way to eat Pop-Tarts. Now, I don't know if he had them frosted or not, but that was to add butter. Mm-hmm. To a nice warm Pop-Tart. So
I've never
what I've
had
done,
that.
No, me neither. So what I've done is...
What are you doing?
I've come prepared. A toaster. And a stick of butter.
Okay. All right.
So you're going to try your first Pop-Tart.
Slide these out. Heat it up. Right?
Okay.
And then I'm going to put butter on one. I've never had butter on it.
I want butter on it, too.
Honestly, when he first told me this, I looked around and I was like, how am I the fattest person here?
Right.
I've never thought about putting butter on a Pop-Tart. Yeah. That just sounds
ridiculous.
It's
like people who put cheese on apple pie.
Yeah.
I just don't think that...
Yes.
A slice of cheddar on an apple pie. I've never thought about that.
Yeah. And people are like, oh, yeah, it's great.
Do you guys know that the rappers now have little jokes on them?
Do they?
It's asking, we're flat out tasty Pop-Tarts. Mm. Work on your material, Pop-Tarts.
Was that a joke or like a...
Well, it's like a play on Pop-Tart.
Oh, wow.
Crumbly. Whoa. Actually, get another pack. We can't toast these. This started a fire.
Well, here.
Look at that. That's...
All right.
I'll try just... The original, untoasted, so that we have the fair comparison.
Give me these, and we'll have to throw some butter on. Set them down there for a minute.
All right.
I like that they've got that, like, it's not even sprinkles. It's like sprinkled dust.
Yeah, this is a very loose Pop-Tart.
That's
perfect.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think of when I think of Pop-Tarts. Mm-hmm.
That's the flavor.
Well... I guess adding butter would add a salt element.
I guess.
What part? The bottom?
I guess it's not. Well, he would say you put it on the bottom because there's a little bit of indention there and it would kind of...
Yeah, sit there.
And he would use the frosted Pop-Tart for this.
Yes. Okay. My understanding was frosted. Okay. And that's why he would put it on the back. So now we'll just wait for
whatever he says.
Little toaster to toast up. We'll get ready with the butter.
This is the longest, like, 45 seconds of your life is waiting for your Pop-Tarts to pop out of the
Are you
toaster.
One of those people that opens the microwave with 3 seconds left? Because God knows I am.
Yeah.
I never let the
it's
microwave
It's only if
finish.
I'm trying to, like, not let people know that I'm eating again.
Guilty.
I'll hear the
One of the... I don't actually think I know what my microwave's sounds like, because normally at 2 seconds, I'm like, that's good enough.
Instead of the hurry up,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah. How much of a difference is that 2 seconds really going to make? None. Zero.
It's like you think you're Doctor Strange trying to, like, alter time or like that.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and pull it. Ooh, we got fire. Ooh.
Coming off of it.
Whoa.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh,
uh-oh.
This might not come out.
I got it. Okay. Ooh. Wow. Okay. So then I'm told you got to get them immediately.
That's a lot of butter, fam.
I was trying to get it too quick. Butter. I was just trying to get it quick.
You so much butter.
I was like, bro, for real?
So much butter on that. There's no way that that's the amount of butter that he would put on this thing. There's no way.
It could be. You don't know.
That was like four.
Don't judge people.
That's like four there. Tablespoons of butter.
Please give me a quarter of the butter. Here. Just throw that on there.
Here, take this.
What if I just take the stick and just kind of rub this stick?
That's
on?
What I did. That's apparently what he did. He said he would just rub it on there.
Here.
I didn't.
Melting pretty
I mean,
quick.
I'll be honest. I've never heard about this or tried it, so I didn't know how much.
I'm not going to lie, bro. When you put that much butter on there, I was like, maybe that's just how much butter he normally puts on stuff.
Yeah, like, I stopped judging how other people eat a long time ago.
Maybe that's just how he eats butter.
But even I was like, bro, that's so much butter.
I don't know. I've never done this before.
I think that might be enough here.
All right, there you go. Grab
this is definitely the way to do
just
it.
Grab a piece, yeah.
Patrons of the program, foodie fan, if you're going to do it, just take the stick of butter and color it and paint it.
Painted butter.
This can't be healthy, bro.
No.
No one's asking for it to be.
In fact, I think all it does is add calories.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not bad. It's just, it doesn't add a bunch.
Okay, I will say, it's a game changer being hot. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It's better hot.
I taste a lot better than just cold. But, yeah. And the butter, you're right. It's just like.
It's there. It's just, it's not moving me,
it
though.
It smells a little bit better, but that's about it.
It
glistens.
Yeah, it's shiny now.
Maybe once you've had it that way, because he grew up that way. That's just way, he said his mom did it, just bam.
So
butter.
Was he like on the bus to high school, like just rubbing butter like on his Pop-Tart? Yeah,
I guess.
And I was like, what are you doing, bro?
Butter in my Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm glad I tried it.
Yeah. But I'm
eating
them
up is
I'm not
going
to take the time.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to take the time to start buttering.
If I'm taking the time to toast it, that's all you're getting out of me.
I like that Pop-Tart had to put microwave instructions on the boxes because clearly so many people were just like, I don't even want to toast it anymore. Yeah. Just give it to me.
Yeah, we'll put it on for like 10 minutes. It'll be cool.
Yeah.
Let's try the freezer.
Oh yeah. Let's do that. Maybe they're cold enough already.
It's hit 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's it. It's been about that.
We're getting there.
Does it feel cold?
Not really.
No, I didn't think so. Is it chilly?
Oh, yeah, it's the wild berry one. I forgot what flavor we put in there. I wanted to make people uncomfortable.
It feels pretty cold.
Bite it from the side.
Actually, it does feel pretty cold. I mean, I don't know if it'd be.
You're a monster.
Doesn't move me. Not. I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
I'd rather have it heated.
It's almost like
about butter cold, bro. Never mind, I ain't doing that.
Oh, that's just savage. Yeah. That's just eating butter.
You know how sometimes people will put like candy bars or something in the fridge and eat them cold?
Yeah.
I would rather have that.
Okay, yeah.
Like that, to me,
that's
makes
different.
More of a difference than this.
Yeah.
This is just like a... This is seriously like putting a Pop-Tart in your book bag, riding the bus in December, and then eating it when you get to school.
Yeah.
That's all this is. If it's still intact.
Mm-hmm.
Because normally your book bag is tearing it apart.
You didn't need to tell us to do that, Pop-Tart. We've been doing that for years.
We know what cold is.
Get on our level, Pop-Tart.
All right, well, conclusions. I mean, my favorite is still brown sugar cinnamon. I'll tell you, Fruit Loops knocked it out, though. That's impressive.
That was, yes, it was. It was a nice change.
Yeah.
Strawberry, frosted strawberry, that's my favorite.
Yeah. Wildberries was a nice rundown memory lane of being in high school getting those.
If I were to go buy a box right now, it would be the Wildberry.
Yeah. Well, boys, I've got a pile of destroyed Pop-Tarts in front of me.
I'm going to go clean this butter up now.
That's right. You got to figure out how to clean all this butter up.
Great.
I don't know how much butter does on things. Thank you all, as always, for tuning in. Thank you to Marcos for sponsoring our kitchen studios, as always. Thank you to Boring Castle for being our presenting sponsor. And let's actually give away a Marcos pizza right now.
Let's do it.
YouTube comment?
Perfect. Good with me.
Perfect. Okay. We'll select one person who comments on the YouTube video of this, and you'll get a free pizza.
Awesome.
That's it. We will see you next time. Whose stomach is ripped? Too much Pop-Tarts. We are the Big Foodies. We'll see you next time.